I want you to reflect a little bit how on what brought you here tonight, because I was thinking about what brought me here tonight. And the Democratic Party of the United States of America is the greatest hope and force for progress in our country today. And you all are going to determine its future. It is not an exaggeration at all to say that the future of the country rests in your hands. And thank you all for the incredible work that you do, leading us every day and fighting the fight. I know it's been hard this last couple of years, but help is on the way. Now, I'm not from here, as you may have gathered. My parents immigrated to this country in the 1960s. They met at graduate school. I was born in a town called Schenectady, New York. My father worked for GE and then IBM. My father's a physicist, my mother's an artist, my brother's a psychology professor, and I became an entrepreneur and CEO. I built an education company that was sold to a public company in 2009, and I looked at the nation's problems at that point, and I made a little money, and so I thought to myself, well, what are the biggest problems that I see? And the biggest problems that I saw were that so much money and energy and talent was heading to the coasts and not to places like Iowa, including people who are from places like Iowa. Many times they thought they had to leave for better opportunities. And so that was the problem that I saw, and I said, we can do something about that. So I donated $120,000 of my own money, started calling rich friends, and said, do you love America? And then the savvy among them said, what does it mean if I say yes to that question? And then I said at least $10,000. And then enough of them said, I love America. Well, we launched with a budget about $250,000. Today our budget's about 25 times larger. Thousands of young people have joined or applied to Venture for America, and hundreds have headed to cities around the country to help create businesses and help businesses grow. So that's what I've been up to for the last 7 years. I'm an entrepreneur and a problem solver who likes math. And I say that because people have told me that the opposite of Donald Trump is an Asian man who likes math. Now, I'm here tonight to tell you all a story in numbers, in part. And I'm going to answer a question that you have been grappling with for the last 2 years. And it may be perhaps the most important question of our time. And that question is this: why did Donald Trump win Iowa by nearly 10 points in 2016? For that matter, why did he win Michigan? Why did he win Ohio? Why did he win Pennsylvania? Why did he win Missouri? Why did he even win Wisconsin?
The Russians.
Now that is the question of our time, and the answer is in the numbers. Because again, I love numbers, so I dug in. And the most direct correlation I found was that the more manufacturing jobs were lost in a voting district due to automation, the more blue turned to red in that district. The reason why Donald Trump is our president today is that we've automated away 4 million manufacturing jobs in Michigan, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Missouri, Wisconsin, and nearly 40,000 right here in Iowa. How many of you personally know someone who has lost his or her job in manufacturing over the last number of years? I'm sure a number of you do. And I've been in these communities in the aftermath of the plant closing. I heard from Mitch right here in Olowine in northeast Iowa what happened there. When jobs disappear, that's when despair takes its place, and that's when blue turns to red. So I have some bad news. I was just in Silicon Valley last month, and this is going to get worse before it gets better. The engineers and scientists of Silicon Valley are working on solving the problems of today, the business problems of today. But as they succeed in solving these problems, their solutions are not going to improve your lives or our lives together. What they're going to do is they're going to make human labor, your labor, our labor, less and less central to the economy and more obsolete. Now, this may seem far-fetched or futuristic to some of you, but it's the hard truth. And if you look around you, Iowa has lost 12,000 retail jobs since 2001. How many of you have noticed stores closing in your neighborhoods or area? There are another 178,000 hardworking Iowans in retail and trade right now, and 3 of your 17 malls are in danger of closing. This is going to get worse. There are another over 30,000 Iowans who drive a truck for a living, and this is the most common job in 29 states. My friends in Silicon Valley, and I am friends with some of them, please don't hold against me, but my friends in Silicon Valley are working on trucks that can drive themselves. They say that they are 98% of the way there, and these trucks will start hitting the highways in 5 to 10 years. So the question is, what's going to happen to the drivers at that point? There are thousands of call center workers in Iowa. How many of you saw that Google recently demonstrated software that can do the job of a call center worker? Someone's nodding here. How many of you saw that? Well, you can Google it, you know, and it's there. But these changes are real. Artificial intelligence is real. Autonomous vehicles are real. This is the greatest economic and technological transition in the history of mankind. Donald Trump is the manifestation of this transition. And our government has been decades behind in being honest about it and addressing it. Now, before deciding to run for president, I decided to try and talk to various political leaders about the fact that this is the core set of issues. And what do you think their responses to me were? Go ahead and shout them out. This will be fun. Sorry, go ahead. Wah, wah. It sounds like you were in the room. So the solutions I heard were these. One, we cannot talk about that. Two, we should study that further. And three, we must educate and retrain Americans for the jobs of the future. Now that third one sounds great. I'm a Democrat, I love education, I love retraining. But again, I looked at the numbers, and we know what happens in the aftermath of losing these manufacturing jobs, that only less than 10% of manufacturing workers qualified for federally funded retraining programs, and if they did participate, the success rate was less than 20%. We know that almost half of manufacturing workers that lost their jobs left the workforce and did not work again, and that nearly a quarter of manufacturing jobs that lost their jobs left the workforce and never worked again. So those are the numbers, that is the story the numbers are telling us, and this is the challenge of our era. Now the question is, what are we going to do about it if the problem is this big? And the answer is, as John alluded to, we must fundamentally shift the way we perceive work and value in our society. And I have a three-part plan to make this happen and solve for the greatest issue that threatens our way of life today. Now the first is the freedom dividend, where every American adult would receive $1,000 free and clear, no questions asked, every month to pay your bills, invest in your families, start new businesses, and do what you want to do, because you know how best you would use that money. Already right now, 31% of Iowans are working full-time and cannot make ends meet, and 59% of our fellow Americans cannot pay an unexpected $500 bill. They are living paycheck to paycheck, week to week, and you know that is the reality for many of your friends and neighbors. And we can change that. We can give Americans a raise. So many of you might think, wow, that sounds phenomenal, too good to be true, but I want to give you some background in history. A law almost exactly like this passed the House of Representatives in 1971 under Richard Nixon. Martin Luther King was for it. 1,000 economists signed a letter saying this would be great for the economy and society. And a plan just like this has been in effect in one state for 36 years, where it has created thousands of jobs, helped improve children's nutrition, and lowered income inequality. And what state is that? You may or may not know. Yeah, it's Alaska. And they use oil money. And I'm going to ask you all today, Democrats of Iowa, what is the oil of today? Technology. That's right. That is the oil of today. So my plan, the Freedom Dividend, would put $16 billion into the hands of Iowans every year so that you could pay your bills and do everything that you would do with $1,000 more per month, and it would create over 40,000 jobs in Iowa immediately. Now, this is a very, very big plan and a big move, but it's something that we can achieve because, again, you determine the future of this country, and we need to build an economy that actually puts human goals and values front and center, invest in our people, and build a trickle-up economy. The Republicans have been selling that trickle-down garbage for decades, and we know it doesn't work at all. They even know it doesn't work. They know it's nonsense. So we're going to build a trickle-up economy from our people up, our families up, and our communities up, and that's the first big move I'll make as president. The second is that we need to get healthcare costs off the backs of American families and businesses. I've been an entrepreneur and CEO, and I know it's harder to expand your business, it's harder to hire, it's harder to start a business, it's even harder to switch jobs. We spend twice as much as other industrialized countries on our healthcare than other countries because our system rewards activity and not healthfulness. And as president, I will move us towards Medicare for all and get the incentive for that. And the third thing is that we have to change the way we measure progress in our economy. GDP is something we invented less than 100 years ago during the Great Depression. And even the inventor said this is a terrible measurement for national well-being. So of course, what do? We start using it as a measurement for national well-being. It's true, he was a smart man. He was smarter than the people that have been using it. Now, I'm running for president right now, and my wife is working much harder than I am. And those of you who have kids at home, raise your hand if you have kids at home. Most of you? That'd be more parents than that. My wife is at home with our young boys who are 5 and 2, one of whom has special needs, and she's working much, much harder than I do. What does GDP value her work at right now? Zero. And we all know that's nonsense. We know that she's contributing much more value than the average hedge fund investor or Silicon Valley programmer. We need to shift to new measurements for our economic progress, things that matter to us, like childhood success rates, mental health and freedom from substance abuse, environmental quality, median income and wealth, proportion of elderly in quality care that can actually retire with dignity. These are the measurements that would actually tell us how we're doing. And as president, I will establish the American scorecard and present on how we are doing every year at the State of the Union. So these are the three big ideas that get us through the greatest economic shift in human history. And I'm going to close with a conversation I had in Washington, D.C. that will be familiar to some of you. So I was going through these issues and saying, look, this is a giant technology shift, and the American people are being devastated through no fault of their own. What are we going to do about it? And this is what someone said to me. He said to me, you are in the wrong town. That this town is not a town of leaders. This is a town of laggards and followers. We will be the last people to figure this out. And what you must do, Andrew, is you must create a wave in other parts of the country and bring it crashing down on our heads. And only then will we understand. And that is why I'm with you here tonight, Democrats of Iowa. I need your help to create this wave, to build the economy from the ground up, to show that we still live in a democracy and that America needs your leadership right now. America needs your leadership, your courage, your vision, your compassion, your faith, and your fellowship to light the way. Now, I've got to say that I've been looking forward to this occasion for a long time because I know the power you have in your hands, even though you don't always feel it day to day, because you are fighting the fight. But I'm going to tell you that you are some of the most powerful people in this country, and that we're all going to come to you and ask you for your support, and that's what I'm doing here tonight. But together, if we work our hearts out, we can show our fellow Americans that we still live in a democracy, that people matter more than money, that our values are more powerful than any lobbyists, and that if we put everything we have into it, we can still build a country that we are proud of to leave for our children. Thank you very much, Democrats of Iowa.